House, please come to order.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gingery. Goggles.
Here.
Hales.
Here.
Hallinan.
Here.
Hammonds. Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Illaway. Illaway. Yagi.
Here.
Jorgensen.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Lubno.
Here.
Madden. McKim. McComey.
Here.
Mercer.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Millen.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley.
Here.
Patterson.
Yeah, you got to be here.
Peterson. Peterson. Peterson.
Here.
Philp.
Here.
Korberg.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Shepperson.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
60 present.
On this 37th day of the session, Representative Davison will lead us in prayer.
Our kind Father in heaven, we come before thee this day to thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank thee for the great opportunity that we have been given to come here as brothers and sisters in this wonderful body to serve the people of Wyoming and for the feelings of love and support that we share with each other. We thank thee, Father, for all of those that help us to get this work done, for the staff and advisors, for the time they give to us. Please bless each of them. We thank thee for the privilege we have to live in this great free country, and especially this wonderful state of Wyoming. We thank thee for all of those who have fought and are fighting to maintain these freedoms, and we ask your blessings on them that they may return home safely. We ask your blessings on each of us that we may have the knowledge and strength to carry out the duties we were given throughout this year with integrity. We ask that your spirit be with each of us, that we may remain your humble servants in all that we do, and do it in a manner that is pleasing unto thee. We ask your blessings on the governor and other officers of the state, and all of those that help us while we are here, and become a part of our family, that they too may return to their lives and enjoy good health. We ask that as this 60th session ends, we will be able to reflect on the things we have done with sincere hearts, and that we may all travel home safely and reunite with our families, with only good news awaiting us. We ask for a special blessing on our own Lisa Shepperson, that her doctors may be guided in her care and she may be healed, and any others that may have special needs at this time may be comforted by thee. And bless our speaker this day, that he may rejoice and enjoy another 50 years. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, have a great day.
Thanks, Bill, I will.
when they settle down, if they settle down.
Help yourself.
So we want to hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for the birthday fun. I particularly enjoy the black outfits. It really brightens my day. It's somewhat of an unusual feeling, not being 50, but knowing that I was born two blocks from here 50 years ago in Memorial Hospital, as a premature baby who was 5 weeks early and spent 10 days in an incubator. I was able to overcome that, and although I probably did suffer some effects, but it's great. Thank you very much for the fun. I appreciate it, and if you can just come up and take handfuls of the cake, that'd be fine.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Childers.
Being that I'm that age, just a suggestion for you now that you're getting that age is you might start wearing a tinge. You can't ever tell what'll happen when you sneeze too hard.
Thank you. I'll write that down so I don't forget that. Representative Harvey, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In celebration of your birthday, if you would come down here, I've got a few items I'd like to give to you. First of all, on your desk, you have a copy, and when those of you that are older than 50 will have this at your home when you get there. But it's the copy of AARP, and Mr. Speaker, I notice you're the feature article. And if you'll read the subtitle, Why He Swore Off Acting Twice and What He Wants to Say to God. And I think that's appropriate. We have a...
This is an unauthorized biography?
Could be. We have a lunchbox just in case you get hungry along the way. You can put a little cake in there or whatever. This is to clean your glasses with or whatever. You know, it's not quite big enough for a windshield.
That was a toothbrush.
Oh, could be. And this is in case you spill when you eat. You can have a...
I'll give that to my dad.
Yeah. Here's a brochure on create the bathroom that's right for you.
Good.
And how to be safe in the tub. And there was something... This came with it, and I don't know what that is. Here's the, we need to talk, family conversations with older drivers.
My wife's already had that conversation with
you. Here's a workbook on how to keep physical,
personal guide.
Uh-huh. Here's a letter opener with a ruler
so you can see
what you need. With a little help from your friend, this is when you need senior care, the trusted source of home care for seniors. We have... of course, your membership.
Oh, I
so
was wondering about
join
that.
About, join.
You didn't pay for it?
No.
Okay.
No. And this one is really important. Caring conversations about your end-of-life decisions.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
Your home and community, are they ready for you?
Wow.
Promising approaches for enhancing your elderly mobility so that you can stay with us even longer. And here we have some patriotic red, white, and blue Band-Aids.
Oh, great.
So,
thank you.
You know, in case you bump your fragile skin and get little bruises and scrapes along the way. And a gift bag to carry them all home with. And I want you to know that... you're in good company in this group of over 50.
Well, thank you, Representative Harvey. When I learned yesterday from Taylor that the average age was 61, I felt young.
There you go.
Thank you. That's nice.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Mr. Speaker, it seems to me that if you're 50 today and you were born not too far away from here, that we all ought to stand and sing happy birthday to you. I mean, what has happened to us? So everybody, let's stand and wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you all very much. It is a great honor, really, to share my birthday with you on the last day of the session. I feared this day, but it's great fun, and with so many great colleagues and friends, it makes it very special. Thank you. Representative Byrd, did you wish privilege of the floor?
Yes, happy birthday, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to you some of the finest people that I know. They do their job so we can do our job. Located in the south balcony, if I could get you to stand, please, is Colonel Brian Hayes, Lieutenant Colonel Amelia Hutchins, Tech Sergeant Richard Santa Rose, Sergeant Marcus, SRA Paula Munden, and SRA Dominique Jameson from Warren Air Force Base. Please give them a warm welcome.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Representative Roscoe, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Happy birthday. Thanks, everyone, for helping out all the freshmen. And no one ever seems to come down from my district. I was feeling a little bad about that until I noticed Bill Winnie, who's been with us the whole time up there in the North Gallery. Bill he's from my district, and he ran against Cynthia Lomas and Mark Gordon in this last election, from our district. And, he also has a distinguished military career, retired, Navy captain, and he was the commander of a nuclear, ballistic sub, the USS Benjamin Franklin. And he's also a wing commander of the USS Holland. So, Bill Winnie, thank you very much.
Bill, it's nice to see you all the time, and you're a very concerned citizen, and you work hard at being a concerned citizen. We appreciate that. Thank you.
You guys work hard, too.
Good. Thanks, Bill. Members of the House, joining us today on this final day of the session is David Romvet, Wyoming's very own poet laureate. This will be the fifth year that David has joined us to read one of his poems. David lives in Buffalo and is award-winning author of several books of poetry and prose. He's also won creative writing fellowships for the National Endowment for the Arts. It is my great pleasure today to welcome back Wyoming's poet laureate, David Romvet. David.
Thank you all very much. I'm very, very honored to be here. You know, I've been here before, many of you. It's It's great to see that some people actually do return to this chamber, so I recognize faces from the past. It's a great pleasure to be here also. I want to thank you, of course, in beginning, for the support that the Wyoming Legislature has shown to the Arts Council. This year, it allowed us to do programs throughout the state in public schools that I believe means that children in the state have the opportunity to have an encounter with the world of the arts that will, in the long run, lead them to have richer, fuller, deeper lives, lives in which they understand more about themselves. And I don't know, maybe a few of you know, I just returned from a fairly long stay in the Basque Country, and while I was there, one of the things that struck me was the power with which the Basque people are attempting to determine their own fate while being a part of Spain. And a lot of what that has to do with for them is their language and their culture. So I was hit again and again while there with the notion that we can't separate our language, our culture, from the sort of what sometimes seems more mundane businesses. You know, the things that you often, like somebody told me, you don't want to be on the city council, you just have to deal with sewers all day, every day. And I've thought about a lot the connection between what we think of as arts and culture and these more practical things. I'm not going to talk a lot about that. I'm grateful to you. I know you're aware of that because I know this body has supported the arts in Wyoming life. But I do want to play you a song from the Basque Country and read you one little poem. So, are you ready?
Here we go. Okay. I have to come out here to do this. There's no point in trying behind the microphone. This is a Basque accordion. When I was here last year, I played a tune on the accordion, but it wasn't a Basque-style accordion. These are quite different than accordions in the rest of the world. And they're actually kind of more intense in a kind of way. Oh, come on up there. Come up there, the whole crowd there. There's your Arts Council. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Can you take the poem still? Is there enough time? Is that okay? Okay. So I'll read this one little poem, and it's kind of odd listening to music. You don't have any idea what the song's about, right? It's peculiar. Imagine yourself living in a polyglot community where half the time nobody knows what anyone... Oh, wait. That'd be like here, wouldn't it? No. Wait. I don't mean that. Okay, here's this poem. The poem actually dealt with something, a little surprising thing that happened to me, and that was I get kind of bullheaded sometimes as a writer and have my ideas of what I think is good and bad and right and wrong and all that. And I discovered that I was shocked to find that somehow if I could forget that once in a while, I actually learned something more than when I thought I knew what was going on. And so one of the things writers joke about is whatever culture they come from, most people around the world are aware of many, many of the biblical stories, whether they come from a Christian culture or some non-Christian culture, and they're very aware of that little thing in the Christian Bible that called on Adam to name things. Right? That was this big chore that you had as this newly created person was to name things. And writers often think that their job is to be namers. And in this poem, the writer suddenly discovers that maybe naming isn't the most productive thing he can do. But here's a poem which may have some resonance for you. It's called The Age of Risk. We built a toy boat and drilled a hole in the deck to insert the mast. We sewed a tiny sail and tinier flag. Two pebbles were people, taped down, so they wouldn't fall off. We set the boat on the surface of the pond, planning to watch its stately progress toward the other shore. I see you are smiling, remembering our minor folly. We had forgotten to tie up the dog, and he lunged into the water, snapping at the boat. Down it went, the little pebble sailors hauling on their lines. We dove after them and thrashed around in the cool green light, coming up to laugh and shout at the dog. Now barking and snapping at the water. Had the boat reappeared, he would have sent it again to its watery grave. We could have named it, you said. How much better it would be to face doom with a name. But I refused, believing it did both the boat and us some honor to hesitate, to resist this ownership. And I claimed God, too, would have been better off had he summoned the courage to hold his tongue. It would have been a finer world, more radiant, the way you are standing before me, your skin shining, the water dripping from your hair like green fire, and the blue sky equally aflame. Thank you all very much for having me here today.
Thanks, David. Yeah. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, David. It's always very nice to have you here, and I'm sure that neither you nor the Basque people had any fun while you were there.
No fun.
Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 4th, 2009 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Muniz, Representative Barbuto.
Messages from the Senate. They've apparently not sent us any. We are at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. You do not have a list, but the first one for consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 69. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report 449 to House Bill 69 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, after yesterday's defeat of the Senate amendment, we have been negotiating with both chambers and working with the Department of Education on how we could make this work for driver's education. And what we've done is we've put back in the means testing that was there with free and reduced lunch, and we've reduced the funding from $450,000 to $225,000. And what we believe will occur from this is one thing that's really important is in our discussions was the criteria that was necessary for children of lesser means to be able to partake in the driver's education program. So what we're using is the criteria that we would have used for free and reduced lunch to meet that. And so I think that's important because some of the discussion was just who will use these monies if available. And I think that this gives young people the opportunity to take advantage of this program. And also because we're in the middle of the biennium, reducing the funds from the school foundation program, we think that this should be sufficient in order to try this program. And as I had said yesterday, what I am hopeful of is that, one, it would encourage more driver's education programs, and two, that we would get better statistics as to how many young people are taking advantage of this type of program. And I do believe at the end of the day what it does is gives them more life skills improved and saves lives, and I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time or second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 69. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon, Lockhart,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 69. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 144. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 144 and ask for your aye vote. As you recall, our concern was that with the elimination of the Select Committee from House Bill 144, that there was that eliminated also some global, statewide attention on the issue of technology through all of state agencies. The Senate essentially agreed with us on that, but we were fortunate to have on both the Senate and the House side some members from Management Council, and what we ultimately decided was that we really didn't need that to be as part of this particular statute, and because they promised to carry that message to Management Council and would do what they could to make sure that some committee, the appropriate committee, is assigned that responsibility and that we do have some group who's looking at this broader picture. As time goes on, that we agreed that we would recede from the non-concurrence, and therefore the website, the public finance website, will have its start, and we were very happy with that outcome. So I would ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time, your second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 144. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingrich.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Filth.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report to House Bill 144. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee No. 1 on House Bill 160. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report No. 1 to House Bill 160 and ask for your aye vote. I think that most everybody just has a single sheet of paper out here, and I want to make sure that you know what you're voting for, so I'm going to explain it just a little bit. This had to do with the constituent service allowance, and if you remember, when it left the House, what we proposed was that if you didn't spend all of your constituent service allowance in one quarter, that the expended balance would carry over into the next quarter, to where if you had higher expenses in that next quarter over $750, then you could claim some of your unexpended amounts from previous quarters. It still maintained the $3,000 a year limit. The amendment that the Senate put on actually has quite a long history behind it, but let me just tell you what the amendment does. Is it maintains that proposal that we have in the House and that was in the bill up until January 7th of 2013. That will be 4 years from now, is after a full election cycle of members of both bodies. After that period, then the amendment was added that the allowance will be paid quarterly from the constituent service allowance account to all the incumbent legislators, to the extent that there are funds in the account. So what that's going to do is after that time, is if you don't indicate otherwise that you want a lesser amount, is the constituent service allowance would pay $750 per quarter for legislators to conduct activities that could be that you consider constituent services. Now, I talked to the bringer of that amendment and asked why he wanted to do that, and he had several reasons, but one of them was that he felt that the way we did it now was arbitrary, in that different legislators considered different items to be constituent service allowance expenses. And somebody might go to a meeting in Casper and claim an overnight stay and meals as a constituent service allowance because they would think that this is making them a better legislator and knowing this issue's going on around the state. And another person might not claim that. Or one person might go out to a dinner with somebody and consider that transportation a constituent service allowance, even though the person they were seeing was their friend and they were going to talk about legislative things, and another person might not think that. And he thought that unless you kept detailed receipts of all your expenses, that the way we're doing it now is going to result in eventually somebody who in good faith may have done something that they considered was a constituent service allowance, that somebody would be challenged on that, and for not a very substantial reason, held in contempt, I guess you'd say, for something that they had done, perhaps that they had done in good faith. So that's what the amendment does, is it proposes to follow what was left in here until 2013, and then make it to where every quarter a legislator would qualify for $750 constituent service allowance unless they put in for a lesser amount, as they would indicate to the LSO. So it's actually, that's kind of what the Senate does now, but the House always listed all our items. So that's, we agreed to that amendment, and so that's the choice before the body, and an aye vote will agree with that.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will that change the way that we report our constituents? I mean, will we still fill out the forms? What will our responsibilities be when this does take effect?
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I don't think your responsibilities will be anything different than what they are now. I think you're going to, every legislator is still going to expect to be the best legislator that they can be to respond to constituent to request. What you will not have to do is, if you want to, or what I should say is you'll want to do according to your own conscience, is keep track of your expenses and put in for that amount, or not. You could estimate it at being $500 for that quarter, or you could just say, I know that it's more than 750, but that's the maximum that a person would be compensated.
Any other questions? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 160. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen, Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 160. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 499, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 88, required use of ignition interlock devices. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 30, no 0, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts.
House Enrolled Act number 106, being original House Bill 61, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 106, being original House Bill number 61. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 107, being original House Bill 85, an act relating to motor vehicles, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 107, which is original House Bill number 85. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 108, being original House Bill 118, an act relating institutional funds, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 108, being original House Bill number 118. I am so sorry.
House Enrolled Act Number 109, being original House Bill 130, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 109, being original House Bill Number 130. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 110, being original House Bill 161, an act relating to the administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 110, being original House Bill Number 161. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 111, being original House Bill 179, an act relating to highway funding, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 111, being original House Bill Number 179. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 112, being original House Bill 191, an act relating to motor carrier transportation contracts, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 112, being original House Bill Number 191. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 113, being original House Bill 211, an act relating to motor vehicles, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 113, being original House Bill Number 211. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 114, being original House Bill 222, an act relating to the establishment of private roads, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 114, being original House Bill Number 222. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 115, being original House Bill 230, an act relating to vehicle sales and use tax, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 115, being original House Bill Number 230. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 116, being original House Bill Number 239, an act relating to the Bighorn Basin Nature and Discovery Center, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 116, being original House Bill Number 239. I am so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 117, being original House Bill 294, an act relating to controlled substances, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 117, being original House Bill Number 294. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 118, being original House Bill 298, an act relating to the Medical Practice Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 118, being original House Bill Number 298. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 119, being original House Bill 299, an act relating to school facilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 119, being original House Bill Number 299. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 120, being original House Bill 39, an act relating to administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 120, being original House Bill Number 39. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 121, being original House Bill 114, an act relating to community colleges, being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 121, being original House Bill Number 114. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act Number 122, being original House Bill 288, an act relating to utilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 122, being original House Bill Number 288. I have so signed. We are again at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on Senate File 88. Representative Hammonds.
Mr. Speaker, I would respectfully request that the body support the conference committee report. And at this point, I'd like to explain what has happened. What you've received is a lot of the 2 pages worth. And I do want to bring your attention to the last page where you have the signatures of the conference committee members. All conference committees members concurred. It would appear that the chairman of the Senate did not sign, but in fact he signed in pink ink, which did not photocopy. And so he did sign it. What we've basically done and agreed to, which I think is an outstanding agreement, as you may recall, the last time we debated this in the House, the area in which we were talking about what the conviction sentence would be, we had a variable amount for first offense with a blood alcohol content of 0.15. We had a 3 months to 1 year conviction, suspension, and use of ignition interlock device, and the judge would be determining the length. For a second offense, the variability went from 1 year to 2 years that the conviction would last, and for the third offense, it was from 2 years to 3 years. And so the other body graciously said they just wanted a definite amount so that this would not have to be determined by a judge, but that in fact administratively the Department of Transportation would be able to administratively just take care of it. And so they said it was up to the House to pick the length of the sentence. And so in fact what we have all agreed to is that on the conviction for a first offense of blood alcohol content of 0.15, that you will have a 6-month period in which you will have your license restricted and that you must use an ignition interlock device if you are to drive. For your second offense, it is for a period of 1 year. For the third offense, it is for a period of 2 years. And then just as a reminder, this was not part of the debate, but if in fact you are found guilty of a fourth offense, it is a lifetime ignition interlock device and restricted license. And every 5 years you can go and ask if you, for some reason, you've had life circumstance changes and that the ignition interlock device would be removed with the advice of the judiciary. Anyway, I think it's a really good compromise, and I think it's the ability for the Department of Transportation to administratively take care of this. We won't lose individuals being lost in the system as it goes from the DOT to a courtroom, and for that reason I would ask you to support the initiative and the concurrence.
Representative Hammonds, would you move the amendment, please?
Yes, I would move the amendment as recommended through the concurrence of the conference committee.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I too urge you to support concurrence. This is a good compromise. It is best to have a fixed date in there, and it matches many of the suspensions or the time period with a misdemeanor jail time. So I would urge your support. Thank you.
Anybody else for their first time or second time? If not, we're voting on...
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem?
Oh, sorry. Representative Hammonds.
Just a last comment. I have, there was a news report kind of questioning the statistics that we've been using. So if any of you want to report to your home press about what we were doing about driving under the influence, I still have some very good quality statistics from the NCSL, and I have those available if you want to take them home with you. And so please just ask me and I can get that to you. Thank you.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to Senate File 88. The Chief Clerk will, the majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson. Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingrey. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg. Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report number 495, number 1 on Senate File 88.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will stand at ease now. But please stay close, because when the messages come in, we like to read them in, and then we will have a Joint Conference Committee report. So be where you can vote. And we do have some entertainment coming over from the Senate, and then we have some of the homegrown entertainment with Aaron and the Mercenaries. I'm not sure where they are at the moment, but the University of Wyoming Happy Jacks will be over from the Senate shortly. Chairman Berger?
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, since we're sort of at ease, right? So I have pleasure of wishing you a happy birthday, and I have a birthday card for you. And then it would give us all honor if you would cut the cake, and then we can serve it to the body during this time of leisure. So, happy birthday, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Will the House please come to order? We continue this morning's entertainment with a performance by the University of Wyoming's very own male a cappella? It says cappella, but it's a cappella group, the Happy Jacks. The Happy Jacks is an all-male a cappella group that has been building a reputation around Wyoming since its inception in the fall of 2005. The group is auditioned out of the larger UW men's choir, the Singing Statesmen. The Happy Jacks perform a wide range of hits that includes classics from the 60s, more contemporary chart toppers, and original compositions. Fellow representatives, please help me in welcoming to the floor of the House the Happy Jacks.
Thank you. budget line. I'm taking the impact on that. Please take that up and roll.
Great job, Happy Jacks. Thank you. That was incredible. That's a really wonderful thing. Thank you. Well, thanks again, Happy Jacks. Go make somebody else happy. You made us happy. All right. Thanks. Yeah. We're at that order of, messages from the Senate. Where's my car?
Message number 498. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 97, Weights and Measures. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 501. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 103, Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 502. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28. Noes 2, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business of assigning of enrolled acts.
Senate Enrolled Act number 80, being original Senate File 134, an act relating to motor vehicles, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 80, being original Senate File number 134. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate File 21, an act relating to subdivisions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate File number 21. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate File 47, an act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate File number 47. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 83, being original Senate File 53, an act relating to taxation and revenue, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 83, being original Senate File number 53. I have so signed. We are at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 2 on Senate File 103. Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee number 2 report to Senate File 103, Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments. I had brought to the attention of the House some language that I thought was problematic, and we had sent this back to conference committee. The conference committee went in and deleted some of the language that we found to be problematic from the House's position, and that would be the language on page 3 under the definition of neglect. And basically, we just took all that new language out, so there's not an issue with that anymore as being a per se neglect issue related to a case plan brought forward by DFS. And that was, I think, probably the most problematic piece that we had in here. We had also discussed that the amendment that was brought to bring that out earlier had discussed some language on page 7. The conference committee chose to leave that language in, and I think this is a very positive compromise, and I think this bill does some good things for our jurisdictional issues as it relates to juvenile justice issues, and I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for their first time? For second time, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 2, report to Senate File 103. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 2, report to Senate File 103. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee No. 1 to Senate File 106. Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report No. 1 to Senate File 106 and ask for your aye vote on this. What we did, originally the bill had $397,000, and that funded five sites, the Cheyenne and four satellites. We went down, the House went down to $66,504, and that would have, we thought, maintained the Cheyenne site and have, and then we added some money for postage. That money included money for postage. But when we went into the conference committee, we learned that the grant that they're operating under goes away July 1st, and so in order to maintain the Cheyenne site, we needed to fund their part-time pharmacist as well as the full-time pharmacy technician. So that added some money to the deal, and we compromised on $128,696, and that just simply gets the Cheyenne site with the ability to run with a part-time pharmacist, a part-time pharmacy tech, and a full-time pharmacy tech, and money for postage. And I would stand for any questions.
Anyone else for their first time? For a second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee No. 1, Report to Senate File 106. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd. Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden, McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 4 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee No. 1, report to Senate File 106. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for the morning. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House is in recess until 2 p.m. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
All I wanted to do is mention that the ladies on the floor have received a printout from Women in Government. Their regional conference is in San Diego, California. And if you want to know more about that organization, I'm the state director along with Senator Sessions. And it's an organization similar to ALEC and has some corporate support. And pretty good time and very bipartisan. So come around and I'll tell you more if you'd like to.